Now I'm going to have a look at something which has fascinated lots of people, from surveillance agencies to possibly the more dubious parts of society. It's being able to see through opaque objects and take photos through them. Now, if the object absorbs all the light hitting it, then obviously it's impossible for any light to get through, so you can't take any photos. But if an object's translucent and scatters the light in lots of random directions, mixing up the image so much that it's impossible for eyes to decode it, then in theory none of the information about that image is lost, even though we can't see an image at all. Now, Sebastian Popoff and his colleagues at the Langevin Institute in Paris have worked out a way of getting this information back. They've managed to see through a slide covered with zinc oxide particles, which to your eyes looks just completely white. They've done it by first shining a series of carefully calibrated laser pulses through the slide and working out what patterns he's produced on the camera sensor. And then from these, they can work out what effect is happening on the light as it goes through it. And they can kind of reverse that effect, and then if they put an object in between, you can then reverse all that, the effect of the slide, and you can get back the image of the object which is behind this slide. Now, this isn't going to let us see through an arbitrary wall anytime soon, but in the short term it might be useful for seeing things through an opaque microscope setup. So if you've got lots of sand and sand particles and you want to see an object in the middle of the sand, you might be able to do something cunning like that. And it's also been suggested that the same technique could make a white wall behave exactly like a mirror, because it's doing exactly the same thing, just reflecting instead of letting light go straight through it. So you might be able to use a white wall as a mirror sometime in the future.
So a white mirror, possibly, which might spare me the indignity of looking in my bathroom mirror in the morning. Who knows? Maybe miracles are possible. Kat, what have you got for us next?